Today on More to Life, breaking point. Is stress making you feel like you're ready to snap? Is someone or something getting on your last nerve? We'll help you find healing and peace. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Breaking Point. We're talking about stress today. Is stress making you feel like you're ready to snap? Is someone or something getting on your last nerve? We want to help you find healing and peace. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Oh my goodness. Isn't stress just the worst? I mean, we wake up and we want to have a great day and we want to be peaceful and we want to be calm and we want to be like in the presence of the Lord. And then we put our feet on the ground and people are asking us for things and they're stressed about things and we're worried about all these other things on our list. And it just is such a difficult burden to bear. And it's very hard to sort of stay in that presence of God, hear what He's trying to tell us when our stress is just blocking it out with all of its noise and making us feel physically not our best on top of emotionally and spiritually. There are good things that we can do as people of faith to help us get stress under control and let God more into our lives. And that's what we're talking about here today on More to Life. So we're inviting you to call us, whether it's your stress or the stress of somebody that you love that you're not quite sure how to deal with, or even if their stress is making you stressed. We're here for you today. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. Are you wondering how to respond to a stressful situation or a particular person that stresses you out? I know you're thinking about that person right now.
Your shoulders are up a little bit. You're kind of with that face, your forehead wrinkles, because somebody's coming to mind.
Maybe worry. Maybe you're worried about a challenge you're facing, and it's stealing your peace. But if someone or something is getting on your last nerve, we want to help you reclaim your peace and find those grace-filled solutions you are seeking. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. You know, one of the things we want to do in the course of the show is help you think about stress a little differently. And we'll talk about this more in a minute in our Theology of the Body reflection. But the reality is, you know, life is stressful. And even good things can be stressful. I mean, for example, getting ready for a wedding, getting ready for a graduation, getting ready to take your kid back to college.
Having a new baby.
You know, all these things are good things, but they can also be stressful things. Stress is just an indication that there is a change happening in our environment. That's all stress is. And those changes could be good changes or bad changes, but it requires some response or adjustment on our part. And that's the hard part about stress. We want naturally for things to kind of be the same and for us to just be able to do what we know and kind of go on autopilot and not have to think too much about anything. But because things change for good or for ill and they require us to change in response, that's where stress comes in. And where we experience more negative stress is where we feel like our skills or talents or abilities might not be up to the change that we're facing. Again, whether that's a good change or a bad change. You know, if we're expecting a new child, I might not know whether I have what it takes to be a good dad, and that would stress me out, even though that's a good thing, right? If I'm going, I'm going through a job change, you know, whether I've lost a job or I have a new job opportunity, I don't necessarily know that I have the skills to respond to that well, and so the stress increases. The more there's a gap between my perceived skill level or skill set and the change that's happening in my life, the more I'm going to experience that as negative stress.
Well, and on top of that, I think that for people of faith, you know, the father of lies loves to get into our heads when we're feeling stressed and saying, this is the time God's going to turn his back on you. This is the time where you're not going to be good enough to get his attention, his care, his mercy, his love. It's all lies, but he loves to do that to us. And that certainly makes us falsely ramp up our stress and our fear and add a whole pile of stuff on to our stress and to that fear that we don't have the skills to do this. And it gets much more complicated because our souls and the peace within our souls is very important to us to be healthy, holy people who can handle the unknown. So let's talk about how to make sure all of this is being drawn together for you in a way that helps you be your best self.
877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And, you know, if you're wondering, well, how could some theology help me deal with stress? Well, I'm glad you asked. So, when St. John Paul was Pope, he asked a huge question, basically, and then spent about 5 years unpacking it in his Wednesday audiences. He basically asked the question, if we looked at everything God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation history, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and for creating healthy, holy relationships? So the theology of the body has a lot to do with how we see and handle stress.
And one of the key insights from the theology of the body is that our bodies and our experiences are meant to reveal divine truths. That means even stress can become a window into grace. When we're faced with challenging people or overwhelming events, we're not just suffering aimlessly. God is inviting us to grow through those experiences, to lean into his love, and to become more fully ourselves. Instead of seeing stressful moments as God abandoning us or the universe picking on us, we need to hear God speaking to us through these events and saying, I want to use this experience to draw you closer to me, to show you how to cooperate with my grace, to be a force for good in this situation, and to help you become stronger, healthier, and holier as a person. Let's go through this together.
All right, so that sounds good in theory, but how do we live this out when the rubber meets the road? Well, first, in the face of those stressful events, we need to resist the temptation to just react and start doing things to make ourselves feel better. Instead, we need to pause and pray. Ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to learn here? How can I respond to this in a way that will glorify you and help me be my best self? And maybe, when necessary, challenge the people around me to be their better selves too. Second, we might need to set some boundaries with love. You know, if someone is stressing us out because they're treating us poorly or behaving in a manner that's hurtful or sinful, the most loving thing we can do in that situation is set boundaries with that person that make it more difficult for them to behave the way they are and challenge them to repent. Third, we need to invite others in. And this is something we often forget to do. You know, the theology of the body reminds us that we were created for communion. That means we're not meant to handle difficult situations and people on our own. We need to stop worrying about being a burden and just ask others for help. And if the things we're doing aren't making the situation better, we need to surrender our pride and ask for the help of experts that we know who can give us new skills or insights or support so that we can rise to this new challenge. and build community through the process. You know, stressful people and moments aren't detours from our spiritual journey. Like it or not, they are the spiritual journey. And with wisdom from St. John Paul's Theology of the Body, we can all walk that path with grace and courage and joy. So give us a call. Are you dealing with a stressful situation or struggling with a stressful person who's stressing you out? Let us help you find those grace-filled solutions you're seeking and reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. Then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, we come before you, and we bring to you those stressful situations and stressful people that we have to contend with. Help us to remember, in the face of those stressors, that you haven't abandoned us, or you haven't singled us out to pick on us or make our lives difficult, but rather, you are saying that you love us and that you trust us to work with you to respond to this situation in a way that will glorify you and help people see your power and glory in the face of these challenges, because they see us responding to them with real grace. Help us to be able to take on these challenges in ways that enable us to be our best selves, enable us to grow in meaningfulness and intimacy and virtue, and to walk closely with you through those situations, so we don't just react or respond out of our own broken human skills, but rather turn to you for the grace we need to grow and to learn and to build your kingdom, even in the face of these stressful situations. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Breaking Point, we're talking about dealing with stressful people and situations. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Andrew, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
Hi, Andrew. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, Dr. Popchak. So I've been dealing with a stressful situation, I guess, on and off for 5 or 6 years, and it's just career related, I guess. I've just had a lot of instability, you know, in my jobs, and I'm the breadwinner in our family. And I'm trying to figure out what the message is.
When you say that you're trying to figure out what the message is, what do you mean by that exactly?
I feel like there's something here I'm supposed to learn, and I don't know what it is.
And well, when you say that something to learn, I mean that's certainly consistent with what we were just talking about. But when you say that, what are you reflecting on specifically? Are you reflecting on why you lost the position that you had? Or are you talking more about what God might be leading you to next? What is it that you're, you know, trying to puzzle out exactly?
I guess it's more the latter of what am I meant to be doing? You know, I don't want to keep putting my family through this. I know God doesn't want that.
And so when you say keep putting your family through this, are you saying that the career you've chosen is sort of unstable, and you're looking to make a complete change in that direction?
Or maybe
what are you putting your family through exactly?
I mean, I've always been in kind of a sales role, and I've been in media sales in particular, and it's really, you know, there's a lot of turmoil in that industry, and I know that. I've always known that. But it just seems to, I just seem to be kind of on the, I don't know, the short end a lot. I just lost my job about a month ago, and I just, I know God doesn't want this for me. I understand that. I'm the variable that can change here, right? Mm-hmm. And the only way to do it is to find God's will and get in it. But man,
It's scary and it's confusing, and I totally get where you're at, and I'm not going to be able to say anything to take the stress away, obviously, but I want to offer some thoughts that will help guide you through discovering what God's plan is for you and what you can be doing in the meantime. Okay, And I talk about this as well in my book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which is really all about discovering God's plan when our plans don't work out so well. So if you'd like a resource to follow up with that, you can check out The Life God Wants You to Have after we're done. But let me offer some basic insights here. When you're trying to figure out kind of what God is calling you to next, the three qualities that you really want to reflect on, both in the big picture in terms of like what job do I want to be leaning more into, and also in the small picture of how does God want me to act today, while I'm waiting for the big answer to come through. The three qualities I want to be focusing on are meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue. In other words, meaningfulness refers to my ability to use my gifts and talents, whatever they are, to make a positive difference in the situation that I'm in. That applies in big things like choosing my job. So you might be prayerfully reflecting on what are the skills and talents that I have. You've been in media sales. What are the skills and the talents and the abilities that you've developed in your previous work? And be praying about how else could you use those skills? Are there opportunities to use those skills in more stable environments, in newer creative ways? Don't limit yourself to what you can think of, but really be asking God, Lord, show me how I can use these skills, these talents, these abilities to make a difference, in the world, to build the kingdom, to serve you well, but also, to be able to work in a way that makes me present to my family, that helps me grow and become more of the man that you're calling me to be. So the meaningfulness, again, refers to using my gifts to make a positive difference. Intimacy means making choices that respect and make my relationships healthier and deeper. So as you're looking for work, be praying about opportunities to work in environments that help you be more present to your family, that help you be more of the man that God's calling you to be. Same with the virtue piece. How can what new opportunities can you pursue that would challenge you, that would help you grow in new exciting ways? And again, the answer to those questions aren't going to just pop up, but by pursuing meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue now in the little ways every day, by asking yourself, how can I be present to my wife and my kids? How can I use my gifts to make a positive difference at home? How can I grow in closer relationships there? How can I grow in virtue there? And also be praying about this in terms of your larger job search. That's how it's going to clarify, kind of snap into focus for you what God is calling you to next. And I want you to keep praying about that question, not just on your own, but with your wife too. See this as an opportunity to grow closer to each other. As we go through stressful times in our marriage and family lives, often we tend to isolate. We don't want to be a burden to each other. We've already talked about it. What else is there to say? And then we just kind of try to get on with things on our own. Don't do that. I want you to draw closer to each other and be praying together about how can we take care of each other through this stressful time. Even with your kids, talk about, this is a difficult time for all of us. What can we do to take better care of each other today? Ask that question every day so that you're using this opportunity to grow closer to God, closer to your wife, closer as a family, because every day you're praying about this together and asking each other, what's one small thing that we could do to try to take care of each other while we go through this difficult time? And as you're praying through all that, and you're also continuing to pray about the meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue as it relates to your work life and your career future, things are going to start coming into focus. The last thing I would say before I let you go is don't be afraid to tell everybody that that you're looking for work, and that and specifically that you'd like to use these gifts and talents and abilities you've developed in your past career, work experiences in new and creative ways. Let people know that you have these abilities and you're open to new opportunities, not just necessarily doing the same thing. And be praying about the opportunities that come up to kind of practice those gifts and talents. Andrew, I wish I had a neatly wrapped package to give to you and to take away this stress. I can appreciate this as a father and a provider, how stressful this can be. We've added you and your family to our More to Life prayer list, but I know that as you pray through this the way I'm suggesting, ideas are going to start coming to you, and you're going to be able to start building that clearer sense of direction and confidence. And if you're struggling in any way, I hope you'll reach out to us here again on the show. Check out the book, The Life God Wants You to Have, because we developed all of these ideas in that book. And let us know how it's going. All right, sir, thank you so much for the call. We've added you to the prayer list. And if there is more we can do to support you, we'd love to hear from you again. With that, we have to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls on our show titled Breaking Point. Is stress making you feel like you are ready to snap? Is someone or something getting on your last nerve? We want to help you find healing and peace. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins. So stick around for that and a whole lot more in just a minute.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more. The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, Breaking Point, as we talk about stress, both stressful events and stressful people. How can we deal with those situations gracefully? 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lisa.
It's great to have you with us. Now, Rachel, mom of 11, and every parent knows that when our kids start to experience stress from changes or fears or whatever those things are, it can be pretty stressful for mom and dad as well. So give us some tips on how to help our children with their stress so that we're not so stressed.
Exactly. Secondhand stress is the worst. I think what we have to do is we have to remember as parents, we need to know our kids, observe them, remember what last year was like. I mean, we're going into a new school year for many people. Some people have already started school in some areas of the country. So what causes your kids stress? Is it a change? Is it they anticipate the worst all the time? When you know your kids' trigger points, what causes them to kind of lose their sense of self, then we can head it off at the pass. We can talk our kids through it. If you have a child, for example, who's going into a new school and you know they hate new things, what can you do to alleviate it? Is it an opportunity for orientation? Like I have take my son to college orientation next week. Can you orient them to elementary school? Orient them even to a new daycare change? Talk them through it. Can you drive by it? Can you go into that new location? Can they tour the building so they know where the bathrooms are, where their classroom is? And let them have a sense of ownership of this is the change and this is how you can handle it. Gives them a chance to talk it through it with you.
You know, I love the fact that you added on there because it's the tour in any kind of acclimating to a new situation for children, for all of us, but for children is very important. But that next step of, okay, now what can you do to feel comfortable here? What skills do you need? And not just talking them through it, but perhaps even practicing it. You know, if they're going to have to open that locker for the first time, you know, maybe buy a combination lock and see if you can, you know, give them a few chances with it just so they get the feel of, like, spinning that and doing that so they don't feel so scared. Talking through particular scenarios and giving them the words and letting them practice, really allowing them to have some muscle memory on that, will really help them feel a sense of efficacy, which will bring down their stress. Any other tips?
The last one is talk about it afterwards. Mm. Ask your kids, hey, how did your day go? Did it go as smoothly as we had hoped? And read their body language. We know when our kids are sad. We know when they come with clenched fists that it didn't go well. And what we want to do is make sure that they know that you're on their side. You have to be your child's best cheerleader because nobody else will. So how did it go? You can rehearse it again if it didn't go well, but certainly cheer them on when it did go well. Make sure they know how proud you are of every small success they have, that the locker did open, they remembered where the bathroom was, or that they spoke up for themselves and made a new friend, perhaps.
Yeah.
But we have to encourage our kids every single day because the world is out there attacking our kids. So we have to make sure that their day ends with knowing how much we believe in them, how much confidence we have in their success, and how much we love them.
Well, and that truly will bring down our stress as parents, because if we know that we're prepping them with it and we feel effective as parents, our stress will come down, and that will actually help bring down their stress because they're always little barometers of our moods anyway. Thank
exactly.
you, Rachel Watkins, for your wonderful tips today.
Always a pleasure to speak with you. And if folks would like to learn more about Rachel Watkins' good work through the Little Flowers Girls Club, go to beholdpublications.com. Again, that's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. Today on More to Life, we're taking your calls about stress, stressful people, stressful situations, on our show titled Breaking Point. Give us a call. We want to help you find healing, peace, and the solutions you're seeking. 877-573-7825.
Teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Believers who respond to God's word and become members of Christ's body are intimately united to him, the Catholic Catechism tells us. In that body, those who believe are united with Christ through the sacraments in a very real and hidden way. The body's unity does not do away with the diversity of its members who engage in a diversity of functions. The unity of the mystical body triumphs over all human divisions. As St. Paul says, there are no Jews, no Greeks, no slave, no free man. All are one in the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the body of the church, the principle of creation and redemption. We are united with Christ in his Passover. All his members must strive to resemble him until Christ is formed in them. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Anxiety is such a commonplace experience that we often feel like there's something wrong with us when we aren't feeling anxious. We wonder what new threat to our security or peace we're missing. But how do you know whether you're experiencing normal garden variety stress and anxiety, or whether you're struggling with something more serious? Has anxiety become a regular part of your life? Does it impact your performance at work, or make it harder to enjoy your relationships, or prevent you from having the energy to do the things you used to enjoy? These are good signs it's time to seek professional help. People often wait years before getting appropriate counseling help, and by then the problem's been allowed to grow into something that's having a serious impact on your life, career, and relationships. Anxiety is very treatable, and a vast majority of people who seek help get better. If you're ready to win your battle against anxiety, check out my book, Unworried, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Breaking Point. We talk about stress, those stressful people and stressful events. How do we respond gracefully and effectively? Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Laura, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey.
Laura, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, thank you for having me. So I'm a person who wears a lot of hats in my life. On the one hand, I'm a Catholic homeschool mom. I have two children, a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And
okay.
On the other hand, I have I work outside of the home, and I have a very busy career. I've fortunate to have a lot of success in my field, but it's very demanding and very stressful. So
sure.
I have a hard time balancing those things in the best of times. But lately, I've been responsible for taking care of my grandmother. She's 92 years old. She lives about 2 hours away from me.
Whoa.
She's not doing well at all. So I've been spending a lot of time going back and forth trying to take care of her on top of everything else, and I definitely feel like I'm at my breaking point in terms of stress.
Sure.
Laura,
talk me through some of... I have a couple of questions here trying to get a clearer picture of your very overloaded life. So first of all, let's start at the last point that you made. With your grandmother, God bless her, is there no other family member that can help?
I have a younger brother who helps me periodically. He lives closer to her than I do, and she also doesn't have any kids. So I am frequently asking him, I need you to go to her apartment.
Okay, but why did you step in as primary caregiver when he's closer and you've got two jobs and two children and you're trying to homeschool them while you have a successful career? How did you end up taking this on all by yourself? And I assume both your parents are no longer with us?
Yeah, so my father passed away when I was 12, and
okay.
My mom ultimately ended up abandoning the family. So
wow, okay. So you've always sort of stepped into the parentified child role from what I'm hearing. So that's why grandma is now your person. And then who's helping with the two kiddos when you're working, since you have them, since you're homeschooling them as well? How's that working for you, just so I can get a sense of your day?
Yeah, sure. So my husband, God bless him, he is a stay-at-home dad. So
okay.
He made the decision to just support the career of the higher-earning spouse.
That's great.
And so I'm the breadwinner, and he's home with them full-time.
Okay.
So Laura, let me ask you. Sure. No, of course it is. Going back to your grandmother for a second here, I mean, obviously, her living 2 hours away is untenable.
Yeah.
What prevents from moving her closer?
Her stubbornness, mostly. She wants to live in the same neighborhood where she lived with my grandfather for 50
okay.
years, and where all of her friends are. A lot of them live in the same retirement community together.
Okay.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. In fact, we know a lot of people, especially women, who are making that choice, but it can become truly untenable for the children and grandchildren who are trying to take care of them.
So, Laura, I want to commend you, right,
yes.
on how much you've taken on and how competent you are and what a beautiful heart
how
you have.
How much you've overcome in your life.
But I do also want to caution you that you know, the dynamic that you described with your father passing away, your mother abandoning the family, you basically becoming the parentified child very early on. And what that does is it gives, you know, that person a sense on the one hand that everything is up to them. And on the one hand, you feel really good that you can be that competent and that you can handle those all those things to a, you know, a successful degree.
A superhero level.
On the other hand, it becomes a trap because then you also feel like you have to do everything. And if you don't do everything, then everything will fall apart. And there's also enough evidence for that in your life when you look around to say, well, yeah, that's absolutely true. I can't break out of that. But that is a wound that is going to cause you to take on not just more than is healthy for you, but more than is healthy for all the people that you care for. Right. So, for example, you know, you could be so consumed with all the stuff you have to do that you wouldn't be there for your children or your husband or for the main things that God is asking you to do. Right. And so it becomes difficult to say, look, if you're going to put me in this position, and when I say you, I mean anybody, if anybody's going to put you in the position of authority or as a caretaker, then they have to accept your direction when it comes to what you need them to do in order for you to take care of them well. So, for instance, if the expectation is that you're going to take care of your grandmother, then your grandmother needs to accept that in order for you to be able to do that, she needs to be closer to you. And if she's not willing to do that, then you can't be her caretaker. You might need to either arrange for the brother to take care or to bring somebody else in or to say, you know, you're just going to have to do, we're going to have to do what you can living in the place that you're at until you're ready to move. And that sounds, I know that's horrifying to you, right? When I say that, you're going to, I can't do that. That's my grandmother. Mm. And part of that is true, but part of that is the wound talking. That parentified child wound that says, I have to do everything or no one else will. Because when we adopt that perspective, when we believe that about ourselves, then people, not intentionally, but unconsciously, will take advantage of us until we become a smoking ember and there's nothing left of us. You're going to, and I suspect you might need to get some help to do this, but you're going to have to get better at saying, look, if you want my help with this, then I'm going to need you to do X, Y, or Z. And if you can't do X, Y, or Z, then I can't be the one to provide that help for you.
Now, Laura, there's one thing I want to add to this to help you sort of systematize or at least prioritize certain things in your life. You're doing everything brilliantly. Let us say that again. We are just so impressed. Your competency is wonderful, but as Greg said, it's getting a little toxic for you and possibly for your husband and your children, because when mom goes down, the whole family goes down. And I want you to remember that when you and your husband got married, that shifted your responsibilities. Scripture tells us we will leave our family of origin, whoever those people were, and we will cling unto our spouse. So your marriage and your children then become your first priority, especially if you have a sacramental marriage in the church. They become your first priority. And providing for them the way you are is part of that first priority. So when you look at your days, you look at your week, the first things you have to say are, how am I connecting with my husband every day? Are we getting a little bit of time to pray together? Do I have time to talk with him? Not just about, you know, how are the kids doing and who's picking up the milk, but talk about how you're both doing and what you want to have going on in your lives. Do you have a little bit of time to have some fun together every week or even every day? And are you working well together? Do you have that worked out well? The kids, the same way. They come under that headship of your marriage. Are you getting time to be with them, to have fun with them, to connect with them, to not just be their teacher at times, but to just be a loving mom? Once you have those things in place, then you can know, okay, this is what I need to do with my jobs to continue to stay successful without giving them short shrift. And then any other obligations, even to grandma, have to come after those responsibilities in that order.
Yeah, and I want to, you know, I want to build on what Lisa's saying here, because the tendency for somebody in your position is to see your marriage and family life as just another one of the tasks that have to be completed.
Yeah, we can.
And you can
that.
Say, well, my husband is there with the kids, so check, that box is checked. The kids are getting educated, so check, that box is checked. And so now I have to do these other things, right? I want to challenge you on that, so that it's instead for you and every other listener, you know, the Catholic way to approach work and life is to say, what do I need to do to make sure that my marriage and family is getting enough of me and what they need from me? And then how can I work and push through my career in a way that respects that primary marriage and family relationship? What and if other people need me to support them, like your grandmother, how can I do that? How can I offer that support in a way that respects the primacy of my marriage and family life? Because that's your sacrament. That is the way that we grow in holiness and become the people that God is creating us to be.
And that's also how we feel in right order within ourselves. So we have that peace. We have that spiritual deep breath to hang on to. So we're not just always racing and breathing shallowly, even in a spiritual way.
And if I can't work in a way that is respectful of that primary marriage and family relationship, then that's not the work I should be doing. Or if I can't care for somebody in a way that's respectful of the primary marriage and family relationship I have, then I'm not called to help that person, or at least not called to help them in that way. And if I do not follow that kind of rubric in making my decisions, my life is going to be out of order, my mental health is going to suffer, my spiritual well-being is going to suffer, and the well-being of all my relationships is going to go down the toilet too. So I realize that what I'm suggesting to you here is going to require a major shift in the way you think about probably everything, okay? But it's a shift that's worth looking at, and you shouldn't expect yourself to make it overnight. And I realize there's a whole lot of other things going on here, and it's very easy for me to say this. It's another thing for you to live it out. But that's what it's going to take for you to not feel as crushed as you feel by everything that's going on in your life. And if you'd like to really work with somebody on how to heal that parentified child wound that's sort of setting you up to take on all this responsibility in ways that aren't good for you and the people that you love, I'd really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We can help you find faithful ways to attend to the responsibilities that you have and to be, you know, really respectful of the competence you have and the ability you have to make a gift of yourself to others while preventing you from burning yourself up and out.
Yeah.
Again, Laura, you're a beautiful person. You have a beautiful heart. You have so many gifts and talents, and I'm so, you know, it's wonderful that you're so competent. But because of that parentified child wound, it's setting you up for disaster. and I really just want to challenge you and your husband to be praying together about how can you make sure that everything else you do serves your ability to be present on the marriage and family front. I'll say this, you know, I'm imagining people listening to this and thinking, well, you wouldn't, what would you say if she was a man?
The same exact thing. I'm so glad you brought that up, Craig.
because
it does sound like we're saying, because you're a woman,
no.
This is how
I've tried to live my life.
Well, because that scripture doesn't speak that just to women. It's to everyone who gets married. You will leave your father and mother, your family, whoever raised you, and you will cling on to your spouse. I remember when the night before we got married, our priest said, as of tomorrow, when I pronounce you man and wife, those people are no longer your primary family, meaning our parents. And it really hit me that reprioritizes everything for both the man and the woman.
Well, and in my own career choices, you know, the reasons I've made the choices that I did, in fact, the reason I started CatholicCounselors.com was because it was work that I could do from home so I could be present to my family. I'm not saying that everybody can do that. What I'm saying is by asking the question, how can I work and how can I serve the church or serve other people in a way that is respectful of the primacy of my marriage and family life, that is what orders everything else for men and for women. So, Laura, I've given you a lot to think and pray about, but if there's more that we can do to support you through this, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We want to help you be able to use your very clear gifts and talents, but in ways that are a lot more respectful to you as a person and to the people around you. Thank you so much for the call. And we are taking your calls on our show about stress today, titled Breaking Point, as we talk about those people and situations that are stressing you out. Give us a call and let us help you find your peace and reclaim those grace-filled solutions that will enable you to move forward with confidence. 877-573-7825. As we head up to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10.
Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand.
And this is really going back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. When we're facing stressful situations, we have a tendency to just charge in and do what we know how to do the way we know how to do it. What we really need to do first is step back and say, okay, God, you know, I'm facing this situation. How do you want me to approach this? What exactly do you want me to do? How can I do this in a way that is properly ordered to my well-being, to the well-being of the people who depend most on me? How can I respond to this in a way that glorifies you, allows me to be my best self, and challenges the people around me to be their best self too? In other words, you know, I don't want to just run in and say, well, I can handle this, so I'm just going to do it. Or I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to try to do a whole bunch of things to make myself feel better in the moment because that's just what I have to do. It's how do I bring that situation to God so that he can teach me to respond to it how he wants me to? This verse is really reminding us of the importance of just walking with the Lord instead of running around with our heads cut off.
Like a chicken.
We are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today titled Breaking Point. We're talking about stressful situations and stressful people. How can we manage them gracefully? 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls right after this.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
He was a doctor of the church and one of the most famous saints of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Augustine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, but he balanced his genius with humility. Once declared, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. He died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
For joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Breaking Point, as we talk about stressful situations and stressful people. How can we navigate those stressful situations gracefully? 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Judy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California.
Hi, Judy. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Okay, so I'm recently divorced. It's been already a few years.
Okay.
Now, my youngest daughter, she's going to turn 16, is living with him. She decided to live with him. My going to be 19-year-old is living with me. And under the court agreement, that my daughter can see me with the time and the schedule during school time.
Okay.
Friday through Sunday, specific time, area, everything. But it's also under her discretion when she wants to visit. So she messaged me, "Mom, I want to see you such day," which is earlier, and get dropped off later. Now, he's not agreeing. He does not want to comply. And I'm getting stressed out. I do not know what to do because he's just not having
so
it.
So when you say he doesn't want to comply, how can he stop you, I guess, as well? I mean, like, practically speaking, how would he stop you from seeing, you know, if you drove over to the house to pick her up?
And it's part of their court-ordered agreement.
And she's 16. What could he actually do?
The court agreement had to, for us to meet halfway because it's an hour and a half, like an hour and 20 minutes away. So we have to meet in the middle, and we have to meet in front of a police station. So he just
This is to the point where they want, you know, an officer of the law to witness all of
this.
And so what does your attorney say about this? Because this is really a lawyer question. So when have you talked with your attorney about this?
No. This all just happened yesterday, and I'm just... I'm so...
All right, so that's number one. You have to talk to your attorney. Number two, I am curious. So what would happen? Like, why is it that what's the practical reason that this transfer has to happen in front of a police station,
right,
with officers present? What's the issue?
Because he's that type of person that, like, now it's his way or no way, and he is the type of person that he wants to make it look like he tries to follow orders, but he doesn't. And for my well-being, I have told the court that I am afraid of him. I have several times.
Yep, that's where we are.
That's what I want to know. All right.
That's where we are then.
So really, the only thing you can... I mean, the only two options you've got would be either... Well, and this is what I'm recommending. You call your attorney today and describe the situation and see what can be done. Or... You could drive to the house where your daughter is and just park out front and let her know that you're there, and she can come out. And if problems occur, you call the police.
But please don't do that without the advice of your attorney, because we don't want to throw anything about your agreement into any kind of turmoil where you can lose more custody.
But I'd like you to run that option
by
past
your attorney. Yes,
right?
Yes.
That's why I'm laying those two things
out.
Yes,
but do not do that without the advice and agreement of your attorney. The other thing is, you want to be texting with your daughter as often as possible, letting her know you're there for her, doing phone calls, doing FaceTime calls with her so she feels connected with you, and realizing that, you know, this is, thankfully, it's 2 years, but it's a short-term problem. If you can get through this and just connect with her in every way possible in alignment with your court order, when she turns 18, she can come move back in with you or have as much time with you as she wants, because she will be a full-fledged adult.
Really, based on what Judy was saying, she could move back in now if she wanted to.
Well, that's because she did choose that. It would probably take going back to court and making sure that's in alignment.
But
the
first step, honestly, is getting off the call with us and calling your attorney right away.
Absolutely.
But I would present the options that we suggested to you to your attorney and see what they say, so that you can make sure that you're staying within your court agreement. But Judy, I'm sorry that this is happening. If there's more that we can do, once you've spoken with your attorney, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'd be happy to help you with the kind of interpersonal dimensions of this problem once you've sorted out the legal aspects of it. And we've added you and your family to our More to Life prayer list as well. And folks, that's all the time we've got for today's program. As we're kind of wrapping up in the last minute or so here of the program, I want to just highlight, you know, what I said at the beginning of the show, that stress... You know, it could be good or bad. You know, it's in the sense that stress just means that there is a change occurring. And the degree to which I experience that change as a difficult thing is the degree to which I feel like my skills are or are not up to the challenge I'm facing. And again, that could have to do with good things like a new baby. If I don't feel up to that challenge, that's going to feel stressful, even though it's a good thing. Or it could be a difficult thing, like the many of the kinds of examples that we've given. But the stress comes from the perception that I'm not sure I have the skills to do the thing that's been required of me, which then means I need to get those skills. So how do I get them? How do I reach out to the people around me? How do I open my heart to the help that God wants to give me through the people he's placed in my life? How do I surrender my pride and really seek expert help when I need to? All of these things will help decrease the stress because it increases my skills and enables me to face the demands that I'm facing. If we can help you do that, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we'll connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. CatholicCounselors.com.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.